here's a story from The World.
The Biden administration is set to release an intelligence report about the murder of Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi, you might remember, had been a Washington Post columnist. He was killed in 2018 when he visited the Saudi consulate in Turkey. His body was never found. The World's Shirin Jafari has been following the story. Shirin, what do we know about this intelligence report and the death of Khashoggi and why it's set to be made public now?
So this is a report by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, which oversees all of the 18 U.S. intelligence services, Marco. And it basically gives the assessment of the U.S. intelligence community about who ordered the killing of Jamal Khashoggi. The CIA has made the most contribution to this report, according to people who've seen the report. Now, I should point out that the intelligence community had in the past made its assessment clear, but the Trump administration had refused to release those findings. So it's significant for us to see what is in this report.
Yes, so what do we think is going to be new in this report?
Officials who've seen the document say it concludes that the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman likely ordered and approved the killing. This is what other previous investigations had found. But it is significant, Marco, that the U.S. intelligence community is now confirming these findings.
Right. The Trump administration had sat on this report, but now Biden is releasing it. Does this suggest a sign of a shift in U.S.-Saudi relations?
Yeah, President Biden and others in his administration have said publicly that they plan to, quote, recalibrate U.S.'s relationship with Saudi Arabia. And just have a listen to what Press Secretary Jen Psaki said at a press briefing yesterday.
The president is taking a fresh approach to how he engages with foreign leaders around the world and different from the prior administration. And that means he will not hold back. And he will speak out when there are concerns he has about human rights abuses, about...
So, Marco, this is in stark contrast to the way former President Trump approached the U.S.-Saudi relations. You might remember that Trump had a very sort of transactional approach to Saudi Arabia. He always said that the Saudis buy a lot of weapons from us and he's not going to jeopardize that relationship by discussing thorny issues like the murder of Jamal Khashoggi.
So the signs are that this report is pointing the finger at Mohammed bin Salman. What are you hearing about how this report is going down in Saudi Arabia?
So Jen Psaki, the press secretary, said yesterday that President Biden is going to speak with King Salman over the phone. She didn't say exactly when the two will talk, but it's likely that phone call is going to take place before this report is released. What's also interesting is that the Biden administration is saying that from now on, the president will communicate with the king instead of the crown prince. The crown prince is a 35-year-old who runs Saudi Arabia on a day-to-day basis. The king is the 85-year-old, and he's been sick. He's been more in the background. It's kind of hard to tell what exactly goes on in the palaces in Saudi Arabia, but the country has taken some steps to sort of alleviate U.S.'s concerns about human rights. For example, just earlier this month, Saudi Arabia released the women's rights activist Lujain al-Hathloul, although she can't leave the country, but that was a significant step. Saudi Arabia also lifted a 3-year blockade against Qatar, another Persian Gulf country. So there are steps that the country is taking, but overall, I would say, Marco, we see a change in tone in the relationship between Saudi Arabia and the U.S., but we have to see if it's more of a broader policy shift in the future.
The world's Shirin Jafari, thank you very much for unpacking all this.
No problem, Marco.
From PRX.